What I'd like to present to you tonight is, I think, from one of those, you're not going to believe it, department. If you tell, you go to a Daf Yomisha in the morning, you tell somebody that Rav Kiveg has a shaila, are you allowed to get married at night? Can you have a chuppah, a kedushin? Can you have it at night? So most people would not believe you that there's such a shaila in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, because most people got married at night. Most people get married at night. Most chasn is, except your Rav. Yeah, your Rav didn't get married. I didn't get married at night. I got married actually in the afternoon. How do you remember? It's a Rebbish story. Actually, I took my kala to Rav Palm to introduce. Rav Palm said, when are you getting married? I said, in January. He said, it's too long. Get married in December. I told him there's nothing available in December. He said, so get married by day. So I went back to my parents, and I told my parents, you know, my father was chassidish, said, the Rebbe said we have to get married by day. So we had a 1:30 chuppah. It was very nice, because people stayed till Marav. We had to be out by 6. There was another wedding. And benching, everybody was there, and then we'd have a Marav, everybody was there. And the bonus is that I got married on Yutes Kislev. And I'm the type of person, I don't remember birthdays or anniversaries, but you'll see, Yutes Kislev is coming. Lubavitch hangs signs on all the posters, on all the poles. Yutes Kislev is coming every year. And the reason they hang it up, just to remind me that, that my anniversary is coming. So I happen to have got married by day, but most people who get married at night, and that's the Lashon Rabbi Kiveger's Shaila. Das hamini bekama mekaymis la'achar achup ad ha'layla u'mekachim b'layla im nochein lasis kein. Are you allowed to get married at night? That's Rabbi Kiveger's question. And of course, the first response to that is why not? Why shouldn't be able to get married? Most mitzvahs he could do at night. So I'll tell you in a second what Rabbi Kiveger is about. But it's fascinating that the makar for getting married at night in Shas, Rabbi Kiveger brings two makaris. One is the Gemara here. The Gemara, as you know, says that Beis Shammai says you can't get married with a pruta. You need a dinner to get married. Why do you need a dinner? Why don't you get married with a pruta? So he says, Isha Makpedes, women don't want to get married for a penny. For dinner, they'll get married. Okay? So the Gemara says, why hasn't she accepted it? Obviously, she's willing. She accepted the money, she's willing. So the Gemara says, to go into Kitcha Balayla. The Kedusha was at night, that means when it was dark. She couldn't see what you gave her. So now it goes Basarum dinner. We have to shuts up whether she would be masking to it. So since the Gemara says, to go into Kitcha Balayla, so Rabbi Kiveger says, you see that you could do Kedushin at night. That's one of the Rabbi Kiveger's two Makairis, that you could get married at night. Rabbi Kiveger actually is Daicha this Raya. Yaakov, it sounds like a Mefarish Raya. What?
Yaakov married at night too.
How do you know he gave Kedushin at night? You don't know Yaakov gave Kedushin at night. It doesn't say when Yaakov is... what? It doesn't say. You think Lavan was a Machmer and Rabbi Kiveger is Lachom? Okay, at any rate... This is the Nidain. Now, Grada, he says, not a raya from our Gemara, is a machloikis of chiltzim balayla, of chalitza could be at night. We pass in chalitza's not at night. It could be our Gemara is going to mandi yom, it is at night. Rabbi Kiveger has a dichui for the proof that you could do it at night. He has another Gemara, the Mishnah actually in Gittin. The book says there that if a divorced couple Alinu Bapundik Palaila, if they go into a hotel and they spend the night in a hotel together, they need a get. Because for Chayshish that they were Mizana, and in other Maisa Biyasa Biyaznus, so for Chayshish that he was Mechavim for Kedushin. So Rabbi Kiveger says that's a Raya, that it's Palaila, says Linu Bapundik, so it sounds like it means that it's at night, and that's Rabbi Kiveger's Makar that you're allowed to do it at night, and it seems to be a chiddush to Rabbi Kiveger such a thing. Once it's sad that you cannot do it at night, so that touches on a second nidai. The Kivega brings the shaila if a get is kosher at night. And since we have a hekish v'yotzav ha'isa, that dine kiddushin and dine get natali zabezeh, a hookish zelazeh, so if a get can't be at night, then kiddushin also can't be at night because of the hekish of a yotzav ha'isa. So here there's a very similar tumul about whether a get is kosher balayla or is not kosher balayla. Again, the shaila is, why shouldn't it be kosher at night? Why is it different than... Kedusha she has to take willingly.
Yes, but
it can't be about
car.
So what does that have to do with doing it at night?
Because you can say, therefore, it doesn't matter when you do it.
You're right. The question is, why be machmir that it can't be at night? That's the question. Why should it not be good at night?
That's what I'm saying. It should be good at night.
You're saying it should be good.
Yeah,
I understand. The Ramah says that we don't do a get at night, and he brings even the Yeshayimrim that even it's possible to be evident at night, but certainly he says ein legarish lechatzilah balayla. So the question is why it should be that way? What's the shaila of doing a get at night? So the shaila is whether a get needs a bezdin. That's the nidai. Kedushin doesn't need bezdin. Kedushin need two witnesses, and you do kedushin. What about a get? Does a get need a bezdin? Now, our minig is that all gittin are done with a bezdin, and the shaila is what the why it should be that way. Why should a get need a bezdin anymore? Now, it might be wise to have people know what they're doing, but why should a get need a bezdin? So the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikik ask a stira in Hilchas Gittin as to whether a get needs a bezdin or not. On the one hand, the Ramah says he can't do it at night. Why can't you do it at night? If it needs a bezdin, it's good. Because batei dinim they're not supposed to be paskin dinim balayla. So since it's halacha that bezdin not supposed to sit by night, so that would be a raya that you do need a bezdin. Kedushin is easy. You just give a ring. A get, you have to be careful, you mean? So that's therefore what?
So therefore, you can't
the question is, what it has to do with night? What does it have to do with night? If you say to my bezdin, then it's understandable. It's true, you have to be more careful, but you get Ramesha there, and it'll do the get, and what he, three ordinary people doesn't make up for one, one person knows what he's doing. So,
they don't have a bezdin now when you do a get.
They do, every get has a bezdin.
So
No. To do a get, you need five, you have a minyan for giving the get. The minyan is, when you give the get, that you call in 10 people, so it should be a pirsum. But it's not ma'akiv. It's a minigas brought in the seder again. But but anyway, the point I wanted to make is that the Beis Shmuel Chalkas Mechaikik ask a stira. It says that you don't do it by night, which they understand because it's a ma'isa bezdin. On the other hand, it says that that you're allowed to take money for doing a get. And really, you'll make comments, but really a bezdin is not supposed to take money b'chinam. A bezdin is not supposed to take money for the ma'isa bezdin. And it says that you're allowed to take for doing a get. So that's mashu. That's not a ma'isa bezdin. So this is the Beis Shmuel Chalkas Mechaikik on the page of Shulchan Aruch is to steer it. It's somebody who brings a get Medina Sayyam needs a bezdin to say b'farei nechta, b'farei nechta. So it's mashal otherwise not. That's what you mean. It's mashal otherwise you don't need a bezdin. I hear. The truth is it's not a raya because I would think that b'farei nechta, b'farei nechta doesn't need a bezdin. The get needs a bezdin. B'farei nechta doesn't. Echetesi. Or does our God say this? And then there's the writing of the get. Oh, I mean, it's written already. He brings it in.
Yeah, it's written. It's given.
Okay, maybe it's a Ryan. Here again, there's a tshuva. Just like Rabbi Kivega has this tshuva about Kedushin Balayla. There's a tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda about a get, whether a get needs a Maisa Bezdin, or whether we should be Maksha Balayla or not be Maksha Balayla. I mean, when things are planned and done properly, then the get is done always by day. There are guna cases, there are cases of emergency situations where you have to a get, and the shaila is whether it's kosher. So I'll tell you, it's a tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda on the topic, and they do the Tinyana Kuf Yudalit. And he writes emphatically that there's no place in Shas or in Shulchan Aruch where it says that you need a bezdin for a get. There's no makar for it, not in Shas, not in Shulchan Aruch. He says the minig is to have it. So he writes the following. I'll tell you what he writes. He says the reason that we're makpa to have a get balayla, to have a bezdin by a get, it's not because of a get. The get itself doesn't need a bezdin. Because a get is neged to so many dine mamin, say malug and mezainis is neged to so many dine mamin, so that's why you need a bezin. That's what it says in Ibi Yehuda. Neged to so many dine mamin is that's why you need a bezin. So what do you say to that? I just don't understand it. Why is the fact that I was doing dine mamin have anything to do with bezin? When I sell my house, it also has to do with dine mamin. It's a very difficult to understand the shakla v'tari. And Rabbi Yehuda says to have a bezin. Because
the biggest fights are the money.
Yeah. The biggest fights are the money. That's true, even nothing to do with
bezin.
Anyway, what? Erva. There's no halacha there. Dovah Shabbat Erva. Ain't Dovah Shabbat Erva needs two witnesses. But then he's three. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole sugya talks about having Eidim, Eidim Asir, Eidim Ksiva, Eidim Ksima. If you need a bezin, so you always have Eidim Asira. If you need a bezin, you have a bezin of three. So you always have Eidim Asira. Why does the Gemara make a big fuss over Eidim Asira? So both of these things are a bit of a davatema. And Lamaisa, in both cases, in Kedushin, we make obviously to do Balayla. In Gittin, I think we make to do Balayla also, and there's a Mokum Tzairach. But we are makpid to have a bezdin there b'shas ma'isa. There's a tshuva of some sefer. He suggests a totally different reason that it's a minik to have a bezdin is because nowadays our custom is we don't give the get to the lady. The lady gets the get in bezdin, and she doesn't walk out of bezdin with it. The minik is that we don't let her take it out because we're afraid someone will. You know, they take it to shul, they'll open it up and they'll say, this is no good, that's no good. And they'll be mitzi las, she'll remarry, and they'll be mitzi las amam zeris. So our minig is that, and this is across the board in all circles in by Yidden, is that after the woman is kind of the get, the bezin takes it, the minig is once she's kind of it, they open it and read it again to make sure she got the right get. And then the get is folded, and the minig is to make a cut, the next cut on the get, and they give the woman what's called a shtar peturin. Shtar peturin is a shtar that she's allowed to remarry. And the minig is to give such a shtar peturin, and they hold on to the get, the bezin holds on to the get. So the Chassam Sefer says that's where it comes from. The minig to have a bezin is because of this nekuda. Because since our minig is afterwards to give her a ksav, that she's allowed to remarry, so for that you need a ma'isa bezdin to say that to be kaveh that she's begureshes. So he says that's the reason for the minig. Memela, the whole hekish of ayli yitzia, the get needs a bezdin, which is not by night. So kedushin, the same, the whole thing falls off because batzam a get doesn't need night. You only need night for the shtar peturin. So Mela, there's no hekesh to Kedushin, and Mela Kedushin is good by day. This is the some sefer's take on it. And like I said, I think the main nekuda that's a chiddush for most people today is that Rikiv Hege can even have a shaila whether you could do a chuppah or not. You can't do it at night. And I'm not telling anybody there's an inyan to be machmir, but that's the idea of the inyan. This is the Rabbi Kiv Hege. A good shabbos.